How do you think your experience as a writer on One Life to Live and General Hospital has influenced you as a playwright?
It's interesting because when you're a playwright, for a lot of writers, the middle of the play is the part where it sags, and it's you have a great idea for a beginning, you know where you want it to end, and you have an idea for all of these points in between, but it's actually connecting those dots. And the thing about writing for soap operas is, you get to have so much fun because there's a great element of melodrama. And even though, as a scriptwriter, the plot is already set up for the scriptwriters, at least the two shows I've worked at, you do have a lot of. They want you to express yourself. They want to express your creativity. But at its very nature, soap operas don't have beginnings or ends. You are always writing the middle. And that's incredibly helpful as a playwright because you're constantly thinking as a soap opera how to connect this thought, how to make sure that the episode that I'm writing this week actually connects to this large history. And right now at General Hospital, I have there's half a century worth of history to fall back on, and a lot of it with some of these characters that are returning for the 50th anniversary that's coming up soon. I'm getting to go to YouTube and look up things that happened in the 1980s, and all of that is it's very similar to what I went through with Lightning from Heaven, in that you have to do a lot of research on things that happened in the past. It's just the difference with Lightning from Heaven is that they actually happen to real people, whereas, happening at General Hospital on a fictional landscape. And given that in Lightning from Heaven we're dealing with Soviet Russia, some of the things that actually happen to these people are just as, if not more, outlandish or melodramatic than what's happening on the daytime soap opera. But, yeah, the basic answer to that question is it really helps, writing for soaps helps you learn how to write the middle, which is the hardest part for me, at least in writing a play.